This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. March 22nd, Special Counsel Robert Mueller concluded his 22-month-long investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A week later, the special counsel, the Attorney General William Barr, wrote to members of Congress that he expects to release a redacted version of the full report by mid-April, if not sooner. Still controversy about that, though. U.S. President Trump has fired the director of the Secret Service. News of the firing came a day after the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. AP Sagar Magani.
It began late last week when the administration withdrew a nomination for the acting ICE director to stay on the job permanently. Yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned. Today, officials say Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alice is expected to leave the job, though they say it's because of a personality conflict within the agency and not tied to Nielsen's departure. The changes may not be done. Stephen Miller, the president's top immigration advisor, who's newly empowered, is also said to be eyeing the departure of the Citizenship and Immigration Services Director. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Prosecutors say a man inspired by the Islamic State group plotted a truck attack near Washington. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Rondell Henry is facing a charge of driving a stolen vehicle across state lines. Court documents say he told authorities in Maryland who questioned him he planned to ram a stolen U-Haul van into a group at National Harbor, a popular tourist area. The documents describe Henry as harboring hatred for disbelievers and looking to emulate Islamic State militants he saw on videos beheading people and fighting overseas. The court filing said Henry had no escape plan and intended to die, saying he wanted to create panic and chaos similar to a deadly 2016 truck attack in Nice, France.
AP's Ed Donahue. This is VOA News. For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the Islamic Republic's most powerful security organization. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. But Middle East Institute senior fellow Alex Vatanka predicts Tehran will react with restraint.
I don't think the Iranians are right now in a position or interested in escalation. Their fundamental policies wait Trump out.
What is certain is that the action significantly tightens the noose around the IRGC, which is a substantial part of Iran's economy and its political system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
An attack outside Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed three U.S. service members and one American contractor, according to the U.S. military. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Forces Afghanistan spokesman Army Colonel David Butler told VOA a vehicle-borne bomb exploded near a convoy on a security patrol near Bagram Air Base, the largest U.S. military base in the country. That base is about 50 kilometers north of Kabul. The U.S. military medically evacuated three other U.S. service members who were wounded in that attack. Butler said that the three troops are now in stable condition. Libyan authorities have closed the only functioning airport in Tripoli after an airstrike Monday, as a battle for the capital continues between rival forces and the country. Security officers at the airport east of the Libyan capital said that no side had yet claimed responsibility for the attack, which hit the runway but caused no casualties. Forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar have been continuing a push aimed at taking the capital. Libya's UN-backed Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj has called the action by Haftar an attempted coup. Haftar and his forces appear to have gained ground along the outskirts of the capital, but Sarraj says the government troops are prepared to confront them. For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guard. It is the Islamic Republic's most powerful security organization. Again, the U.S. action takes effect in 1 week and includes the IRGC's elite secretive Quds Force. And it means it will be a federal crime to provide any type of support to the IRGC. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.